In our Chasing the Dream series on poverty and housing, we're hearing from Jacksonville residents struggling to keep decent roofs over their heads. In this segment, WJCT reporter Lindsay Kilbride explores how living in public housing comes with rules, as well as the constant threat of eviction from breaking them.
On a Friday afternoon, Kira DeLoach is walking into her apartment at Mandarin Trace. She and her son's father, Daniel Johnson, are stepping over boxes. In 3 days, she's moving out. DeLoach and other residents here pay a portion of rent based on what they make, and she doesn't have a job, so her piece is free. But that's about to end. She says her landlord is essentially forcing her out by claiming she's allowing Johnson to live here. When you live at a Section 8 subsidized complex like this, having another adult tenant move in is a big no-no. DeLoach insists he lives somewhere else.
No, he just helps me every day with my kids.
It's her word against the landlord's. She was given a month to leave on her own or get evicted.
So I chose the 30 days.
Jacksonville area legal aid attorney Catherine Hansen says that's not surprising.
Tenants are, especially in project-based Section 8, are terrified of losing their subsidy because if they get evicted, that's 5 years they know they're going to be essentially homeless.
And Hansen says that's despite the notoriously bad living conditions at Section 8 complexes. DeLoach says she's lucky to live in a nice, clean place, but mold, gas leaks, and other disrepair at the Eureka Gardens complex on the city's west side have made lots of headlines recently.
There are many complexes in Jacksonville that are like this, and the fact that we are focusing on, we've got to fix Eureka Gardens, how terrible is this, look at all these sad stories, that is the story of North and West Jacksonville. That is the story of Jacksonville.
Another legal aid attorney, Jeff Haney, says he sees clients like DeLoach all the time, who feel they have to leave with no idea where they'll end up next. Typically, they're
relatively young, single mother. And it is often because of, you know, it's an allegation that her child's father was on the property and did this or that or had a small amount of marijuana or something like that.
So tell me about why you do have to use public housing.
Because I'm poor.
DeLoach has 2 kids, 7 and 3 years old. She had her first at 16, then finished high school. After living in this apartment for 4 years, she's moving into her first non-subsidized place.
I do have to pay full rent because with these apartments, any public housing, you have to wait on a waiting list.
She says her landlord unfairly singled her out.
All day I get letters from her saying that I have someone living here and that I can't have friends come over.
Okay. See this camera on the pole? So when I park right here, the camera's right on my car.
A security camera faces DeLoach's car outside her apartment. She wondered if her landlord was watching her, trying to get her out. But when she called to complain to her complex's owner,
like they take their side and don't try to help the tenants out at all. I just feel like I'm in a prison, like there's nothing that I can do or no help that I can get from anyone.
The attorneys say that feeling of helplessness is pretty common. One client was threatened with eviction for saying a curse word on the property. Hansen says many won't complain if they feel harassed.
They're not always willing to do that because they're afraid of retaliation or that they won't be believed.
DeLoach says she's been out of work for a few months, but she's on the search. She'll have to find something soon to pay for her new place. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.
Funding for Chasing the Dream is provided by the JPB Foundation and the Ford Foundation.